And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you are listening to Financial Survival. And I'm here with my co-host today, Dave Allen, to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Today is Friday, April 6th, 2018. Good afternoon, Dave.
Hello, Melody.
Well, it was an active day in the markets today, and we're going to talk about that. We have a whole hour to talk about these things, and it is a decent day for gold today. Now, why did my gold numbers leave me? My gold numbers left me. Where did they go? I'll pull them up here.
1337, up about $8.
Let me see what I got. I got in the New York spot aftermarket, which still trades after the spot market closes. We're up 690 at 1334. Silver had pressure down too, along with palladium, but silver was down too at 1644. Platinum was up 3 at 918, and palladium was down 5 at 907. Didn't have a chance to watch the dollar today. It was down 0.34 at 90.09. Crude oil was down big today, 1.60 at 61.94. And you can blame it on those tariffs, a trade war we are in. You have the Dow down 2.3%, 573 points at 23,932. The NASDAQ was down 161 points at 69.15. The S&P was down 58 at 2,604. Let's see. 10-year yield, 2.78%. Euro was stronger by 0.29, and crypto, Bitcoin's having a little bit of a problem, 6,600. That was down almost 2% today. You also had the Fear and Greed Index. That dropped today from the 15 number that I saw down to 9. So that's back into the extreme fear. And, of course, this is all based on your trade wars. And, of course, it was down almost 700 points earlier in the day. It came back in the last about half hour of trade. When I got up early this morning, I saw the futures on the Dow. They were down 140 points, nothing big. It's interesting, Dave, because it's like no one really knows what the other hand is doing. I mean, you have some for the tariffs, some against the tariffs. Today, Mnuchin comes out and he says, well, there is the potential of a trade war. We don't think it's going to, but there is the potential. And you know, Larry
and
Kudlow.
Right after Kudlow says, well, no, wait a second. We're not in a trade war.
We're not in a trade war.
There's no intent to start one.
And Kudlow said, when President Trump came out for the, you know, well, we're going to place another 100, you know, tariffs on $100 billion of products. Kudlow said he never even heard about that. He wasn't even included in that statement. So there is, you know, you do have these fears of a trade war. You also had Jerome Powell. The markets also dropped when he came out today. And he says that, you know, with the inflation and the U.S. labor market, you know, it supports for a further gradual interest rate increase. So, you know, that was his gain. And shortly afterwards, the markets dropped even further. So it was a combination of everything with continuing increases on the rates. And, of course, the markets look at it as no more free money. And it makes their expenses a little more difficult, and it makes their debt more, you know, more expensive to pay back. So it's you also had the Labor Department today. They came out and they announced 103 new workers. The unemployment held at 4.1%. Inflation rose 1.8% in the 12 months through February and has been below, of course, the Fed's, you know, all famous 2% target for most of the last 6 years. And I know you got some information, Dave, on the jobs report. There were some interesting items in there about the part-time gains of, what, 300,000, but the full-time jobs lost 311,000. So, again, it is not good for a strong economy to see full-time jobs being lost and only part-time jobs gaining. So, and those that are rolling off the radar, that also increased. So, again, you know, these numbers aren't as good. Why don't you give us some numbers about those reports, Dave?
Well, sure. I mean, I think to start, as you had mentioned, according to the Department of Labor report, the U.S. economy added 103,000 jobs last month. That was about 90,000 fewer than expected, according to the monthly survey. Wages rose 0.3% at the same time, or 2.7% year over year. Now, wages grew slightly more than at least some economists had expected, but they were just above the 2.5% annual rate of February, when the economy, as folks might remember, added well over 300,000 new jobs. Now, the markets, looking at a report that said the markets took the jobs report in stride, although I'm not sure that's how I exactly characterize it. The wage number was seen as one element of the jobs report that could have been a setback, a bigger setback for stocks if it had been hotter than expected, as it was in January's report. But the markets were concerned about a more rapid rise in wages, suggesting that inflation could be picking up. That would certainly encourage the Fed to raise interest rates at a faster pace, as Jerome Powell seemed to indicate in a conversation mid-afternoon earlier today. You know, Powell said at the in this discussion, as a question and answer period, that he said the Fed's going to continue to aim for the 2% inflation and for us what he characterized as a sustained economic expansion with a strong labor market. As long as the economy continues broadly on its current path, further gradual increases in the federal funds rate will best promote these goals. He was at a luncheon of the Economic Club of Chicago. So, well, not sure exactly how the markets are going to, you know, if they're now going to, or if they're in the process possibly of, gosh, I've lost my word I wanted to use, Melody.
Hey, that happens when we age.
Yeah, just of working.
But it's really difficult. But it's really difficult on live radio.
Oh gosh, indeed, that's embarrassing. Well, you know, that's going to be worked in to the market is what I. That's not exactly what I was looking for, but I think listeners know what I mean. So you know, Powell talked about the labor market and inflation trends in some detail, but. You know, he said reports from the labor market were mixed with some indicators showing tightness and yet others showing slack. It'll be very interesting now especially when they meet in June to see, you know, if the markets are going to, if they've already factored in, you know, an increase, a 0.25% increase then, and if they we start to hear from some of the larger businesses that they're anticipating, analysts, that they're now going to anticipate a fourth increase later this year.
Now, you know what I find interesting is it seems there's I don't remember seeing this big a disconnect from DC and the Fed. I don't know why. It just kind of remind, and I don't, it just seems like it's just maybe because Trump is off doing his own thing and so forth. You never hear him mention the Fed after he, you know, picked Jerome Powell. And I think to myself, here you have the Fed, that they're on their little agenda. And then on the other hand, we're going to talk about tariffs in the second segment of the program today. Yeah, and then you have this administration with everybody else doing this, doing that, and it just kind of counteracts what the Fed, and, you know, it's only going to make things more volatile, and maybe this is what is needed in order to get the real prices on everything. And, I mean, I do believe we're close to a correction, a collapse. You know, the economies are not good. You know, you take away the stimulus, and what do you have? You have full-time jobs that are being eliminated, part-time jobs that are increasing, and if you lose a full-time job, well, you might be working two part-time jobs. So even that number could be a little skewed to that degree if you have that many new part-time jobs coming on board. So you have, you know, person working two jobs. So the numbers, but yet that, you know, that good old rate still stays the same. So the volatility, and you almost can feel it, that it's ready to collapse.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, there's also a growing disconnect between the ADP monthly payroll jobs report and the actual or quote actual one coming from the Department of Labor. I mean, that we reported on Wednesday that, you know, ADP said that businesses added 241,000 jobs in March. That's way off. I mean, that was over an expectation of $210,000 private sector gains, you know, and that was went on to say, you know, that they believed at that point that the Department of Labor was going to announce 185,000 additional jobs. Well, as you know, we just mentioned the number of jobs reported, 103,000, it's a lot less. So that's obviously something. Go ahead.
And they also revised January down.
Yes.
But you know what? The thing of it is with ADP, what's his name? Is his name Kevin Moody? Is that what it is?
No, that you're
Zandy.
You're thinking
Zandy.
Of Mark Zandy of Moody's
Mark
Analytics.
Zandy. Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, when he came out and released those numbers on ADP on Wednesday, what did it do to the stock market? The stock market was negative. And as soon as he came out with his numbers, that's the day we had one of those huge moves in the Dow, in all the markets. So, you know, I think maybe he just adjusted those numbers because he never has to revise his numbers the next month. And I think he came out with those numbers and it served a purpose. And I know people might believe, well, they wouldn't do that. Well, yeah, they would. They would do anything to keep these markets going because they know once these markets, once that confidence is lost, Katie bar the door. It's going to drop like a rock because there's no fundamentals underneath it. It's all hot air by multinational corporations buying back their shares. And also what's interesting, I was reading where all this repatriation of trillions of dollars coming back from overseas because of the tax reform, well, not that much has come back so far. I think what they're doing is they're holding off on that because it's already been stated that that repatriation money is going to be going back to buying back shares. I think they're going to wait until this fall because by then I think the markets, if they have that long to wait, but we all know there's more volatility going into August, September, and October in the paper markets, and I think they're holding off a lot of that repatriation money to apply then to buy back their shares to sustain the market at that point in time. So, again, we still might see more manipulation in these paper markets. We certainly still see it in the gold market. We've seen people going into bonds a little bit because the rates have really been coming down a little bit. Not much. You know, they've come down a little bit on the 10-year yield, but not much, Dave. And I mean, we were had a high what of 2.91. Now we're at what 2. What did I say? 7.6, somewhere around in there. So
yeah,
It's come down some. Well, which to me means people are in there buying bonds as they're going to a safe haven, and eventually that money will be coming into gold. And so it's just a matter of time. Gold is not going back below 1300. Now, we could see strength in that dollar, but a strong dollar is going to hurt the economy worse, because once they start, it's going to hurt earnings. And the country needs a weaker dollar to help their exports. So they need if they're going to continue with these tariffs, you'd think that they need a weaker dollar to help the exports for the tariffs that are going to be placed on. So it's... And it's exciting, to see everybody kind of dance around, how we're going to see things and what's going to happen next. And yet we know we don't get all the truth anyway. So it's exciting.
Well, those of our listeners who are sports fans and who do maybe partake in, a once a year, gambling escapade with March Madness. Those of you who happen to pick Villanova to win it all, maybe you're looking to continue that lucky streak and may want to place a bet on, whether or not these tariffs are actually implemented. There's particularly now that Kudlow is on board. I mean, if it's simply a matter of, and I'm not sure it's simply is the right word, but if it's a matter of, good cop, bad cop, there between Kudlow and Mnuchin and Trump, well, that's one thing. But, if in fact there's, something else at play, and that Kudlow, is actually behind the scenes trying to convince his boss and the Treasury Secretary that, look, this is not a good thing economically, without respect to the politics, given the supposed impact on red state farmers and the like. This could have some very strong implications for the midterm elections, coming at a time when, a lot of people are saying, like David Stockman, this could be the time where we see the bond market actually beginning to fall off the cliff.
And we're going to be heading into a break, so hold those thoughts, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk more about these tariffs when we come back from the break. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody, here with Dave.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom, and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That 800-375-4188. We got a packed full second segment here, so we're going to get started right away. The third segment, I'd like to talk a little bit about gold. And, you know, there's been, you know, what do you do with gold once you have it and so forth. And, you know, we're certainly in a buy and hold mode at this point in time. It's time to accumulate. You know, it's time to get rid of, you know, probably your palladium. Platinum is a great buy right now. There's ways that you can adjust your portfolio. So we'll get to that later on in the program. But first, I think there's some really, we're going to hit these short and then we're going to go right into the tariffs. I found this interesting. Mobile homes, you know, aren't a sector of the housing market we often examine. But there was a study tracking delinquencies among mobile home loans, and that could signal the buildup of a bad trend, of a troubling trend. Are increasing mobile home delinquencies maybe the canary in the coal mine that foreshadow a larger problem? According to research cited by UBS, which is a global, of course, financial service firm, mobile home loan delinquencies are up to 2% year over year. Moreover, the 30-day breeze or the 30-day plus delinquency rate has reached nearly 5%, which puts it at the highest level since 2005. Mobile home 30-day plus delinquencies, however, began an upward climb around the third quarter of 2016. So a leaf in the breeze, a beginning of a trend. Does it show again just how strong the economy is, that folks in this sector of the economy can't make their payments on mobile homes?
Yeah. And as you, excuse me, as you mentioned at the top of the show, Melody, oil prices fell again today, largely after the threat of new tariffs on China reignited fears of that god-awful term now that we loathe to mention, trade war between the world's two biggest economies. Analysts are saying that there's a big risk for oil prices that China uses what they call the bazooka option that China has on U.S. crude oil exports. China is the main importer after Canada of U.S. crude oil to the tune of about 400,000 barrels a day. One of the analysts said if China was to impose counter tariffs on U.S. crude, it would quickly become very heavy for the U.S. supply and demand picture, resulting in U.S. crude oil price pressure that would have a negative effect on global oil prices.
You know, we're also talking about, there was a report today about Barclays. Their credit rating was lowered. Moody's cut their overall debt rating to just one level above junk, warning that the bank will face ongoing profitability challenges. Barclays has become the first British banking group to launch its ring-fenced bank, and it's the biggest banking startup ever. The British bank has moved to avoid another situation where taxpayers once again have to bail out the too big to fail banks when failures in high-risk investment banking units could endanger ordinary high street customer deposits. So here you go again. Here's another sign. I don't know how many signs people need to have. I guess, you know, but there's so many of them out there, it makes your head spin. But again, folks, it's approaching. It's approaching.
Yeah, and yet another article that's gaining some attention is one that J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon says the yield on 10-year treasuries could get to 4% this year.
This year.
You know, it's certainly within the realm of possibility, if not probability, that it's going to, you know, hit or exceed 3 to maybe 3.25, even 3.5. 4%, a lot of analysts, at least right now, are saying that's a long shot. You know, it's one guy, Schlossberg is his name. He's at FX Strategy, Fixed Income Strategy at BK Asset Management, said it's highly unlikely to get to 4% anytime soon, especially because it's not just us. Even if the Fed goes full throttle on rate hikes this year, Schlossberg says that, you know, global monetary policy will probably keep a lid on rates, with Japanese rates still low and the European Central Bank unlikely to hike, especially big, anytime soon. Foreign capital should continue to flow into 10-year Treasury bonds. Melody.
Well, here's another sign, and I promise you folks we're going to be heading into the tariff. Guggenheim's head of investing sees a tough road ahead for the market. They're looking at a 40% decline in stocks. So they warned their clients in a recent note that the market is on a collision course with disaster, and they expect the worst of the damage to start in late 2019. We won't be waiting till 2019, I guarantee you. So change that 9 to an 8 is what is what I believe. And so they do expect this to begin a 40% decline. And I think once you begin to have a 40%, it'll probably go much lower than that. But so what's next?
The new Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow is saying some interesting, some headline-making stuff. I don't know how else to characterize it. We'll say
I hope he's not back to his drinking and cocaine days, but he's saying economic growth could hit 5%. 5%, National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow said he believes the U.S. gross domestic product could hit 5% for a time as the economic growth moves back toward its long-term trend. He says there's trillions of dollars. He says, do you think it'll stay at 5%? No. He says it's not going to stay there. We might get there, but it's not going to stay there. He says there's a catch-up to do, and he said that today on Fox Business Network. He says any economist will show you the long-term trend line for the GDP versus the actual now. We're like several trillion dollars below where we should be based on the long-term trend lines. He wants to get back to that full potential. And the White
House, little too late, Lawrence.
Yeah, I think so. The White House confirmed the economist and senior CNBC contributor accepted the post last month, and it goes on and on and on. But so, you know, we'll just see what happens. He says President Trump is saying America is open for business. Animal spirits have already started to jump under this president and his policies, and therefore I hope for more of the same. And I don't think anybody can deny that, you know, we would love to see a 5%. We'd love to see 5% GDP. But I think most people in their right minds know that's not going to happen. You know, it's just like the tariffs. Yeah, the principle behind the tariffs, I agree with them 100%. But the problem is we took them off. We didn't keep them.
Well,
to put them back on, and we do have tariffs on things. It's not like we don't have tariffs on anything. There are duties that are paid on products coming into the, you know, the country and so forth. And you were going to say something, Dave, and then
no, finish your thought.
Oh, so So it's not like we don't have tariffs, but now that and I think there's a right way of bringing them on and a wrong way of bringing them on. So now you have China. China said some very tough things. And you have to pay attention when China says tough things, Dave.
Well, I mean, it would be dangerous to take them for granted. You know, that they've already made it clear, particularly this Minister of Commerce, that China will not hesitate to fight back and is already prepared to. We will immediately fight back with a major response, the representative said. We have no other choice. We feel America is very arrogant. They have taken a wrong action. The result is they will hurt themselves. I don't doubt their resolve. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of posturing right now going on with both sides, and for different reasons. Both countries' officials are speaking to certain bases within their own country. You know, certainly our administration officials playing to their political base here. Certainly Xi Jinping and his ministers playing to the People's National Congress, the Communist Party over in China. Right now, it's just posturing. And what this is turning into remains to be seen. China said, we believe this is a battle between unilateralism and multilateralism, a fight between protectionism and free trade. He added that there was no merit to talk. The two countries were discussing trade behind the scenes. Someone characterized it today as there are communications going on, which probably means, Melody, that one staff person has called another staff person and said, hey, my secretary is interested in talking to your minister. Can we compare schedules? Who knows how this is going to end up? We know that yesterday's announcement from China followed our announcement late Tuesday, a proposal for 25% tariffs of about 1,300 Chinese product lines valued at $50 billion. There's talk now after China's announcement that, you know, we could have another round of up to $100 billion in Chinese products. So, phew!
You know what? I didn't think, you know, when each did 50-50, it was like, it's no big deal and so forth. They'd agree to it, and, you know, and they could have kind of weathered it until the comments coming up from China and then upping it from 50 to 100 billion. Or was it up to 100 billion or 100 billion more? Those are big numbers. Now we're getting into something that has major impacts. And I think most of the listeners out there, we don't believe in free trade, you know, fair trade, but not free trade. We don't believe, you know, we believe there should be tariffs on products. But we also know in the situation that we're in with the amount of debt that we have, rectifying some of the things to, and I'm going to use the phrase, make America great again, it's, we're going to experience pain. We're not going to fix our problems and address our debt by doing some of these other things and not have some pain. And this is the type of, you'll see markets drop. You'll see retirement accounts disappear. You'll see all of these other things. And so everybody talks about, well, you know, it's great, it's great, it's great. Well, come in and, you know, this is the way it used to be. Well, I know what it used to be. Let's come in today's world, today. And how is it going to affect us today? And again, some of these fines are great. Now, I believe there's better ways of doing things. But, you know, hey, I'm not sitting in the White House. So, So, you know, as we see these unfold, and I know there's a lot of people that are cheerleading and so forth that think this is great, let's look at what's going to happen. And that's what I think we're here for, is to, you know, share what we believe is going to happen as a result. You know, I talked to Beth yesterday, Beth from CSC Talk Radio, and about the farmers and the soybeans. She says, well, it might hurt the big corporate farmers more so than the little guy. So maybe the little guy won't even be impacted because he doesn't sell enough, you know, but the bigger corporate would hurt. And they already get subsidies and so forth. So I don't know if they're going to get more or not. So although we've heard from the administration that they would be backing the farmers to make sure that, you know, no one went out of business and so forth. So, yeah, so these are big deals that we're really not getting any information on, Dave. All we're getting is 50 billion tariffs, 100 billion tariffs. You know, it might hurt the soybean industry, might do this, but really there's a lot more information that we need to see how this is all going to play out and if we really are in a trade war.
Well, I hate to sound too flippant, Melody, but I'm going to go out on a limb here and predict that as soon as the 2020 presidential election, we could see a campaign theme that says, make America pain-free again.
Maybe. Maybe. But we are. And if you're protected with gold and silver, yeah, you're not going to experience as much pain. But, you know, when people work so hard and they got caught up in these stock markets, they caught up in these cryptocurrencies, they got caught up in all this paper, they have a lot to lose. They have a lot riding on this. And they don't feel that they have any decisions, but you do. And your financial planner will tell you not to move out of it. Your financial planner will say, you don't need gold. I had someone tell me yesterday, the financial planner told him, gold's been going down. So why bother?
Like, yeah. Well, you know, the reality check is, I mean, Kudlow did say that, look, we're not in a trade war. Negotiations, conversations haven't really begun yet, was his quote, although he did say China's response to our complaints have been unsatisfactory. You know, he stressed that no new tariffs have been implemented and that...
Yeah, they haven't even been implemented yet, have they?
And talks with the Chinese will continue for several months, were his word, before anything is done. Which goes to show another issue here that you and I have talked about both on and off the air, and that is the overreaction of the markets on the upside and the downside to announcements like this.
We're heading into breaks. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
One more time. Oh, won't you tell me again? Oh, can you feel it? Oh, won't you tell me again tonight? Each and every heart is
food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. During the break, we were just talking, before I go ahead and read you a little note I received, we were talking, about the tariffs. And it is interesting because, I mean, they're not even placed yet. It's going to be months, possibly. We still have the World Trade Organization to get involved. So there's going to be a lot of suing, a lot of legalities and so forth. And whether they're going to get done or not, there might be some, but maybe not to the degree that everyone thinks. And the markets are reacting to something that hasn't even happened yet. And so is that the main thing why the markets dropped today? Maybe they looked at that job report and saw that there was 311 full-time jobs lost and 300,000 part-time jobs gained. Maybe it really is the amount of debt, and maybe the threat with the tariffs isn't so much the prices, isn't trade, but the amount of debt that China continues to purchase from the United States. So we probably need China now more than they need us, maybe, or maybe it's equal. But so they are both flexing their muscles, and so we'll have to follow this story as it goes along. And I got a letter today, Dave.
Exciting.
He just writes me the nicest letters. It's one of my clients, and just made another purchase. And he says, it's truly, dear Melody, truly what a pleasant it is having you as my go-to dealer when I need gold coins, certified gold coins. No excuses, just, I can't read his writing. Denny, I can't read your writing. Just solid confirmation that they will be shipped to me ASAP. I will not buy raw coins anymore from anyone for any reason, regardless of how high the seller says it will go. So and he bought slabbed coins with me, mint state coins, which is, something that, particularly with the premium, is what you should be buying. He endured a painful lesson on the pitfalls of self-grading, and he goes on and continues to talk more about the certified or the circulated gold coins. He says he's been dealing with me more or less for a quarter of a century and have never had any reason to complain. A dear friend from his boyhood days used to say, a dollar more and you go first class. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is my first and only class when it comes not only to precious metals, but also good, solid advice and friendship. And it closes the check, blah, blah, blah. So thank you. And I appreciate, I get a lot of those. It's just not one a month or something. I get a lot of them. And I don't read enough of them on the air, which I should. Because we are a great company at Discount Gold and Silver. And he asked me today, he says, if something happened to you, who would you recommend that I go to? And you know what? I didn't have an answer for him. I couldn't think of another dealer, and I know them all, that does what I do with the truthfulness. It's not my agenda. It's your agenda. It's your investment objective. It's your money. I give you the best advice, the best quality coins I can. I have relationships with my wholesalers. I'm respected in the industry. They don't send me crap coins because they know I'll send them back. So it's like, and they've told me before, I've sent coins back, and I get the response, well, we send them out to so-and-so. I says, well, then fine, send them to so-and-so, but I'm not going to accept them. So if I'm not going to accept them, I wouldn't expect my customers to accept them. So we do look at everything that goes out, and it's very important. We're going to give you the best advice when it comes time to sell or to trade your coins. I'm not going to have you trading just to trade so I can make a buck. With the lack of interest in this market, oh, I'd be doing it every day, and that's what you're hearing from a lot of these other dealers. They want to trade you. Oh, you need to be doing this. You need to be doing that. No, you don't. Each person's account is different to what you hold, and that's how it should be viewed. Some trades might be good for, you know, Mr. Smith, but not good for Mr. Ford, based on what their holdings are of gold and silver. So you do have to be very careful. If people call you to do a trade, hang up on them. Except, of course, it's us. Because we're only going to call you when you really need to do something. And not just so, you know, our salespeople can, you know, make a living. So, discount gold and silver trading, 1-800-375-4188. And that's what you're going to do. When you purchase your gold and silver coins, the whole point is you're protecting your purchasing power. Yes, it can be some for bartering and spending and so forth. Yes, I understand that. But what you're really doing is you're protecting your purchasing power. Prices are going to drop. Real estate is going to drop. And you'll be able to pick up the real estate, perhaps pennies on the dollar, dimes on the dollar. Then you'll be trading in your gold. And you'll always want to sell your gold back into the market first. If for some reason you can't get to the post office or get it mailed, then you just hold tight, or you sell something locally, or you use your silver. But you usually will always get more money if you sell into the market. Let the market buy it from you. You pick up that phone and you call me. And if you purchase the product from me, I'll buy it back in the same manner. I'll lock in the price for you. You ship it. Once it's received and confirmed, then we can pay you, and then you can use the, you know, the rate of exchange at that point in time to get whatever you need. That's how it should be done. If you can do it that way and there's things going on, it's also going to be temporary. We're not going to be living at Mad Max days forever. You know, so yes, we could have some sort of disruptions depending on what type of situation. You know, if there's some sort of a catastrophic event, if there's, you know, some sort of war that has begun somewhere, and you have markets, you know, during 9/11, markets were closed for over a week. Gold traded. They actually shortened the trading session for gold after 9/11, and it never came back to the full session. So they understand gold, and they don't want you to have gold. And that's the whole key. You got a whole industry. You have the whole financial industry that's against you, and they don't want you to protect your purchasing power. You know, they want you in paper. And so, again, take a look at your portfolios. 5 and 10% of your portfolio in gold, depending on what you have, is not going to cover it. I mean, certainly you get to a level, and yeah, maybe. You know, if you have $10 million sitting there, you probably don't need half of it in gold. But if you have $500,000, $700,000, you better be adding a little bit more than 5 or 10% of those funds into gold, and you know, particularly gold at that point in time. And I'm not a financial planner. I'm just giving you my, you know, this is my opinion. I'm not allowed to advise you. We don't guarantee anything here at Discount Gold and Silver. You know, it's always interesting. If you get a license, you can. But if you went out and got their, you know, series license, you can guarantee things. But we can't guarantee things. So if you have any questions, I didn't mean to go off on a rant or go off on. I hope it was some helpful information, and we should probably talk more about it on these programs. So you do have an idea what to do with your gold. I had a call yesterday. Someone said there's a place in Utah. It's called a bank, a gold bank. And they only take gold bullion coins. They don't take $20 gold pieces. I said, why not? Well, it's a storage facility. Well, if it's a storage facility, they should take any type of coin you have. Well, they can't price it to melt. It's like, well, then it's not a storage facility. They're doing something else. Well, it's a bank. Well, they don't charge me if I sell it. Everybody charges you if they sell it, if you sell it. Everybody. And then I was looking into their, I went to the website, and I was seeing these numbers like 6%, silver 20%. But it was kind of a confusing website, I couldn't figure out exactly what were the charges. What were those percentages for? So they were basically misleading this person if they said there was no fees. There was fees for storage, and that was all, is what he told me. But then I'm looking at these other numbers, and so it was very confusing. And, hey, those places work like that. Ponzi schemes work for a certain amount of time. And then you have that one change in the market. You have one situation that brings the whole thing down. And it's no different than the stock markets that we see today. You know, as long as they're going up, things are great. But it can be that one thing, like we saw in 2008, the Great Recession, and all the other great dips that we've seen, Black Friday, you know, 29 and so forth. Everything's fine until that one day. And so just make sure you're prepared for that one day. Get your paper insured with gold and silver. Get your wealth insured with gold and silver. Dave.
Mel.
Take it away.
I'll tell you what. For one, I thought that rant was wonderfully insightful. Not off on a tangent whatsoever. All very good information, all in keeping with Discount Gold and Silver's mantra of providing truth and honesty. That's how you've done business for close to 25 years, and that's how we'll continue to do it for the next 25.
See, how old, 25, that makes me...
That makes you you near retirement age at that point.
That's right. Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you, gold prices, you mentioned in the second segment, we'll talk a little bit more about gold. We've been talking directly and indirectly about it. But bullion prices are set to climb, and they've been doing so. They continue to inch up. But this particular observer believes because there's been a lack of exploration and the global mining industry isn't replacing the reserves, it's been mining. That's going to send bullion price, or that's going to put upward pressure on bullion prices in the coming year. A guy named Stephen Letwin, who's CEO at the Yam Gold Corporation, says gold has a much higher probability of moving north as opposed to south. He says, I've been around a long time. When you're in an industry that's not replacing what it produces, eventually the price has to move up. The World Gold Council has estimated that world supply may have peaked. Frank Holmes, who's CEO of U.S. Global Investors, said that mine supply topped out actually last year, or will do so later this summer. Combined with understated inflation and strong demand from China and India, this could help boost prices to $1,500 an ounce or more by the end of the year from where it is now in the mid-1300s. So that's an interesting perspective. See if there's anything else here that is newsworthy. Not in that respect. So again, just one of the other metrics that we follow and that you should keep an eye on as well, and that's global mining supply. Melody?
Well, you know, it's going to be all about gold. And governments know it. Central banks know it. Most of the rest of the world knows it, except the people here in the United States. And you've been conditioned to think that, you know, your wealth is in paper. And it is so important to convert those paper dollars into gold. And get your wealth, as I mentioned before, get your wealth protected. And we do it best, better than anyone. And I even had a comment from someone. Someone was telling me about a price somewhere else. And, you know, it's like, well, you know, you don't know the history of them. And maybe being in this business longer than most of the ones that you see on the internet and so forth, I know the skeletons and their history. And then when you try to tell people about the history, they don't, you don't want to hear it. You know, you think you're beating up on your competitor. I love competitors, but they can't compete with price. So they have to do other things. They do other tricks and so forth in order to, because they can't just compete with price. And it's not like we're beating up on the competition or anything like that. It's just truth. It's just facts. It's things that I see for being in this business so long that the normal consumer of or the normal purchaser of gold doesn't see. And that's what I try to do, is to help you all see. So 800-375-4188. We'll be back Monday. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Melody. Bye-bye, listeners.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.